This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in immigration and migration to the U.S. after a meeting with the Guatemalan President Alejandro Duarte on Monday. She also delivered a direct message to the migrants considering making the trek to the U.S. That was, do not come.
The goal of our work is to help Guatemalans find hope at home.
And in conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. Harris also promised a new program focused on creating education and economic opportunities for girls there, among other new initiatives. Glaring COVID-19 vaccine inequality created a two-track pandemic, with Western countries protected and poor nations still exposed. That's according to World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Monday. It renews its pleas for the shot donations. Pressed by a reporter on how the WHO will compel China into being more open, Mike Ryan, director of the agency's emergencies program, said that the WHO cannot compel any country to divulge more data on COVID-19's origins, while adding that it will propose studies needed to take understanding of where the virus emerged to the next level. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned against that attacks on the United Nations peacekeepers there might constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued Monday after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy to the country. During an open council meeting on the broader Central Africa region, the United States and Russia traded accusations over actions in the troubled Central African Republic. The meetings followed a May 30th border incident that heightened tensions between the Central African Republic and Chad. Canadian police say that a Muslim family was targeted in a deadly attack. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Authorities in Canada say a driver has been arrested after allegedly plowing a pickup truck into a family of five Sunday night, killing four and seriously injuring the other. Chief Stephen Williams of the London, Ontario Police Service calls it an intentional act.
We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman was arrested near the scene of the attack, wearing a vest that appeared to be like body armor. Veltman faces four counts of first-degree murder, and Canadian authorities are looking into potential hate crimes and terrorism charges. Police say Veltman did not know the victims. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Inter-American Commission for Human Rights delegation in Colombia will investigate police abuses against demonstrators, aiming to deliver recommendations to the government during this next week. It comes as Colombia's human rights ombudsman says that at least 58 people have been killed during anti-government protests that began 5 weeks ago. The ombudsman's office said that on Monday in the report that it has received more than 400 allegations of human rights violations during the protests, including police beatings, arbitrary detentions, and sexual abuses of protesters in police custody. The commission delegation is visiting Colombia this week to meet with government officials, protest victims, and groups that have accused police of using excessive force. Protests started over a cent withdrawn plan to increase taxes, but the unrest continued, fueled by growing inequality and unemployment during the pandemic. U.S. government health officials approved the first drug they say may help slow Alzheimer's disease. The decision came after the agency's independent advisor said the treatment had not been shown to help the slow brain-destroying disease. The Food and Drug Administration is not required to follow the panel's advice and approve the infused drug from Biogen. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.